This is the Fourth Trimester Fitness Podcast, helping moms reclaim the right to their pain-free, most functional, and athletic body now. Whether you had a baby this year, 5 or 20 years ago, it's never too late for you to heal, and you're in the right place. We're talking all things fitness, nutrition, mom life, mindset, and challenging the status quo on women's health during their fourth trimester. I'm your host, Lindsay Newman. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited to have someone here today who I'm a big fan of. She is a former client of mine and someone that I've worked with for quite a long time. And when I first met her, she was so on board before she even knew much about me that it was so great to get to know her through the process. So today I have my friend and former client, Chelsea Watkins, here. She's going to talk a little bit about her experience. I want to share more of my client stories here. I think it's so important. So anytime I have a client that will come on and talk and share what they've been through, we raise just a little bit more awareness for women in general to kind of know what's happening to a lot of moms, even if not to them, and why this is so important. So Chels is a mom of 4 kids, and she is going to tell us a little bit about herself. So take it away, Chels.
Yeah, I did not know very much about health coaches in general because I was kind of jaded from the fitness industry. I wanted to stay far away from anything like that because growing up, I, in my early teenage years, had an eating disorder, you know, early 2000s. It was prevalent skinny era. And so I just felt like I had to really like protect my peace when it came to loving my body, all of those things. And I really needed that. But then once I started having babies in my 20s, I, like you said, have 4 children. I started having a lot of lower back pain, sciatic pain, leg pain, things that I've always loved being active and doing sports and different things, but I kind of felt like I was at this standstill because I was like, what do I do? I feel awful. I feel like I can't really make any goals in my life because my pain was just getting in my way.
Yeah. So a couple of interesting things, and I know I will definitely want to come back around to you touching on your eating disorder and why you kind of wanted to steer clear from the fitness industry. I actually really love that about you because you knew right away that your mental health was going to mean so much for your physical health and that they were closely knit together. And a lot of women don't realize that and kind of get lost in the fitness world in superficial terms rather than like, hey, I need to feel good. I need to function. I need to be able to live my life. So we'll definitely come back around to that. But tell us more about that low back pain and kind of how that felt. What was the biggest problem? Obviously, it was painful, but what was that like? Paint a picture for us.
It was awful. Honestly, after my third baby, I know I did not, I mean, each baby, I probably didn't do the healing that I needed to do, but specifically after my third baby, it was a very traumatic birth. I know I went too hard at the gym during that pregnancy. In fact, I was at the gym the day before she was born. So I know it's a little bit too crazy, but I ended up having her in the car. It was very traumatic. After having her, I don't feel like I really knew how to deal with all the emotions that were coming up. And right away, I went back to the gym. And so I realized I was doing a lot of these really intense workouts that kept throwing my back out. And then I was like, okay, I can't keep doing this. I've got to take care of my kids. So I would stop doing those workouts and just really honed into walking and yoga and things that I was like, okay, I've got to really build my core. And my back kept going out to the point to when I had my 4th child, I wasn't doing really intense workouts anymore. I was doing, you know, I'd bend over and my back would go out. I would turn in my bed and my back would go out to the point where I will always vividly remember this, but we came home from a trip one time and my back was so painful. I couldn't stand. I was hunched like a witch. Like I just, my posture, I was like crooked, right? And I remember I had to crawl on the floor because I was trying to get to my bed. And my son comes up to me. He was probably 8 at the time. And he was like, "Mom, what is happening?" And I'm like, "My back." He's like, "Your back is out again." I was like, "Yes,
oh, no.
Again." Like it was so bad. And I hated that my kids were just watching me and they're like, "Oh yeah, mom always has back pain," you know? Especially because I've always tried to be really healthy and take care of my body. And then another time in my life that will always paint a picture for me of how bad it was is last spring, actually. It was right before I signed up with you. And that was the time that I turned in my bed and I tweaked my back. And I had really bad sciatic pain throughout a lot of this back pain, because I probably had chronic back pain for about 5 years, but it was so bad that I could not find any relief besides walking. So it was sciatic pain all the way down to my ankle. And I just was like, "Oh my gosh, this is getting so much worse." I kid you not, I was walking at least 15,000 steps each day because it was the only relief I could get. But then, you know, I don't know about you guys, but for my family, it seems like ever since post-COVID, when we were very careful with germs, we got hit hard the last couple of years with sicknesses. And last spring, it was every single week, just awful sicknesses that my kids had. And I had a 2-year-old at the time and he just wanted me to sit down and snuggle him and hold him. And I just was in so much pain. So that paints a picture, just walking all the time.
Yeah.
I was just living my life like, "Hey, I just walk now. I don't sit anymore." I wasn't sleeping at night. It was awful.
Oh my gosh. And you said 5 years, like this was not just a part of your life, is a big part of your life for that much time. But you also mentioned that you felt like it was progressively getting worse. And I think that's something that most women don't realize after they have babies is that when we don't recover correctly, sure, we might feel fine right up front. And most of us are like, "Yeah, I'm good. I can do all the normal things, go back to my normal life, go back to fitness. I feel fine." But we don't realize what is under the surface may be creating instability or tension or frustration for our body that we're pushing past, and that it doesn't just stay the same over time. It will progressively get worse, whether quickly or slowly, until you found yourself in this really awful, awful place. So having dealt with this for so long, what had you tried aside from walking like holes in your carpet? What had you tried to fix this? I mean, who did you go see? Who were you reaching out to for help?
Well, I will say I waited way too long before I got help. And I don't know if it's just, "Oh, I can do hard things, it will get better over time," whatever. I don't know what I was thinking. I think a lot of times just as moms with young kids, you're just like, "I am just doing the best I can to just get day to day to just take care of my family. I don't have time to take care of myself," which is so ridiculous. But and then on the other side, I think a lot of times as women and moms, especially, we've just had so much pain in our life. Like growing up as a teenager, I had excruciating cramps and, you know, getting pregnant and pregnancy pains and birth and nursing. Like, I'm just like, I'm kind of used to pain at this point. What's more pain? Which is so ridiculous. But it happens and we don't take care of ourselves like we should sometimes. And so, yeah, I got to the point where it was so bad that finally, I was like, "I'm going to go to the chiropractor." And it took so long. But I went to the chiropractor. He did an x-ray. And I was actually looking at my x-ray because I worked with him for a 3-month time period that I went in 3 times a week to get adjustments. And I will say, like, the first x-ray, my spine is so crooked. I was like, "Yes, totally a problem." And then after those 3 months, it was a little bit more straight. So I was like, "Yeah, like this is working. Like we're doing this." But my back was still hurting. And so he's like, "Okay, we'll do another 4 months. You just have to come in once a week." And I'm like, "Well, I'm getting frustrated because I'm paying a lot of money for this, but I feel like, you know, you're popping my back and that's it. And I don't know, like, do I have to do this for my entire life? And it just, it was getting worse at last. So this was 2 years ago that I went to him, but I threw my back out in June. My back did not feel better that entire summer. And so I was like, enough with this. I can't do this anymore. This just feels like a Band-Aid fix, you know? And so I went to the doctor finally. Takes me so long to just do something, but I went to the doctor and I was trying to play volleyball at the time. Cause even though I was in so much pain, I was like, I've got to do something that I love to do. And my friend was like, why don't you go get a steroid pill? Like, that helps so much when you're in pain. And I was like, psh, I'll do it. I would go to the doctor. I'm like, give me a steroid pill. And it was like magic. I was like, this is amazing. And my pain was gone for the first time in months. And it lasted like 2 months until my back went out even worse. And that's when the doctor was like, you've got to do an MRI. So we did an MRI. And this was when I had a lot of really bad sciatic pain down to my ankle. It was getting progressively just so much worse. And so actually my friend, I used to live in Arizona and I've since moved to Utah, but my friend still lives down there. And she was like, hey, so both she and I are young moms with multiple kids. And we've always kind of commiserated in the fact that we have lower back pain. And she was like, our mutual friend down here in Arizona has worked with this health coach. And I'm like, a health coach? Like, I thought health coaches were just people to help people lose weight. You know, I was like, what do you mean a health coach to help you hurt with her back pain? She was like, yeah, like she's had chronic back pain for years. And she said that it's gone away. She's like, I'm thinking about working with this health coach, but I just don't know if I should. Like, it's kind of more money than I want to spend. And I don't want to take like time away from my family. And she didn't know if she could really stick to it. She's like, I don't really stick to things really well. And I was like, listen, don't be ridiculous. Like, how much have you sacrificed for your family? Like, you've sacrificed your body to have babies, taking care of them, you know, raising them. Like, you've sacrificed so much for your family. It's the least you can do to take care of yourself. Like, you're in so much pain. Can you imagine if your kid was in pain and being like, well, I don't know if I should spend the money. Like, we would never do that. Luckily, I convinced her to start working with you. And right away, I was like, I'm doing it too. Like, I will do anything. I will give someone thousands and thousands of dollars to get me out of this pain. And I really was like, I was just like, someone show me a way of like an option to get feeling better. And so she and I signed up together and we're like, we're going to do this together. Like, we're going to actually take our health into our own hands. And I like looked you up and I was like, yeah, looks great. Like, she has the back pain. Like, I did not know anything about this program. So yeah, like we signed up with you and I got really excited about it. But
yeah, you definitely had what I like to call the gift of desperation.
Yeah.
And I was one of those people as well. Like, I got to my breaking point where I was in the same boat. It's like, I will do anything to fix this because I can't live my life this way. I feel trapped. I don't mean to be dramatic, but I genuinely was struggling with feelings of worthlessness and despair and depression and just feeling lost in my body. So when you get to that point, it doesn't take much for you to know, like, one, if this person can help me, then I'm going to jump in and see if they can. And two, I'm going to give it everything I freaking have. And that's exactly what you did. And I knew you would be one of those clients because you were just like, I'm so desperate at this point in time that I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll do it twice a day. I will do like all the things. So you were one of those amazing clients coming in with that gift. We don't look at it as a gift, but it is the gift of desperation to really pursue more and to push. You said something that really, man, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. It caught my attention and I just want to point it out, is that you started seeing a chiropractor and that became a weekly, even like a multiple times a week thing that you were doing. And then chiropractor, you from there went straight to MRI, to a physician who gave you steroid injection or medication and looked at your MRI. And then you're going to kind of maybe segue here next. What was next on the docket?
Yeah. So I was going to say, after I signed up with you, my doctor called me. He's like, hey, we've got your MRI results. Come in. And I'm like, come in. That's not a good sign. So I go in and he's like, look at this MRI. He's like, you have 4 bulging discs. 2 of them at the bottom of your spine were gigantic. Like, I looked at them and I was like, I don't even need you to like point to where they are, because I could see how big they were, and they were pushing into my nerve so badly. There was like a piece that like broke off. I don't know like the term for it, but I'm like, that had to have been when like I turned in my bed. Like, it like validated everything. I showed it to like my family members. They're like, oh yeah, like this pain is actually real. Like, not that they didn't believe me, but it just really validated me. I was like, this is really bad. And he told me, he's like, I would be shocked if these ever went down. Like, they're so past that point. He's like, I'm referring you to a surgeon, because he's like, I do not see in any way how you would not have to have surgery on these. He's like, your pain is not going to go away. And I was already feeling so frustrated, even though I had a little bit of hope, because I was like signing on with you. But I still was like, oh my gosh, like I was not expecting that. I'm so young and I've tried to be healthy and active and all these things. And I told him, I was like, well, listen, I'm going to work with this health coach that's going to use like different exercise. I didn't really know what we were going to do, but I was like, she's going to help me get out of back pain. And he was like, I would not. He's like, you stay away from anything that's like any movement that could hurt it. Like, you've got to be so careful. And so I left that appointment feeling so defeated and so hopeless. And I called you up and I was like, Lindsay, we've got to talk. Like, I don't think I can do this program. Like, I have to be so careful. Like my MRI results came back and it's really bad. And you said, like, let me look at the results. Like, I totally believe you. But at this point, you told me, you're like, I've worked with other people that have had similar issues and we've gotten them out of pain, got them to the point where they can live pain free. And I'm going to be so careful with you. Like, I know how to be careful with, you know, with your spine and everything. And so that gave me a lot of hope, obviously. I was like, yeah, okay. Well,
you're making me sound extremely confident, but I was also pretty straightforward. Like, you scare me a bit. Like, when I saw your MRI and that piece of your disc that had broken off, that excursion, right? I was like, oh my word, like, this is intense. But here's the thing, and this is what people miss. I realized, one, what did we miss in everything that you'd tried? No one had sent you to physical therapy. No one had ever taught you how to strengthen your muscles to hold your spine differently than it was being held. And so I knew, like, if we could even regain some stability, that it would help you improve a little bit, even just a little. And if we could inch our way forward, that was going to be incredibly helpful. But also, I remember going to a couple of my mentors being like, should I work with this girl? I don't know. I'm stressed. She is in such a rough place. And liability, all of those things, like, we have to be really smart and take into consideration. So when we decided to continue working together, one of the biggest reasons for that was, I remember telling you, whether you have surgery or not, you'll need to know how to strengthen your core. You have to create some tension on the spine, some stability. Your body needs to stack differently than it's stacking right now. So you can have surgery and have all of these pins and things put in place, but if you never resolve the root cause of the issue, you're going to see other problems, other repercussions down the road. And so what we had decided initially, I told Chels, was, okay, I'm going to start coaching you. We are going to be so ridiculously cautious, and we are going to do the most basic of basic rehab as if you just had surgery. And from there, I told her, I want you to keep your appointment with the surgeon so that you can still feel confident that we're working together, and tell him what we're doing. Like, let's loop him in. This should never, never, and I just want to point this out, it should never be like a doctor versus functional thing. It should be everyone on board, all hands on deck. Like, let's keep physicians in the loop when we work with someone who does more functional health, functional coaching, so that we have every tool in the toolbox that we could possibly need, right? And so that's kind of where we started with you.
Yeah, because I felt so stupid, but you're like, wait, you've never worked with a physical therapist. And I was like, well, no, because I went into my doctor and he was like, I told him, I was like, I've been doing core exercises, you know, and it's hard for me to spend money on things. And so of course I never did like a program or anything like that, or had someone actually like show me how to correctly engage my deep core or anything like that. But I was like, but I'm doing them and I'm doing yoga, which is supposed to be the best thing you can do for your back. And so I think he's just like, oh, you've tried everything, you know? So he was like, you're so far gone. Let's just refer you to that. But hindsight, you know, I wish I had worked with someone to show me those things, but luckily it worked out.
For sure. Absolutely. And hindsight, like taking your word for it, like shame on the physician, like something's not working in this regard. Like, okay, if she's doing core exercises, maybe she's not doing them correctly and she needs to see a physical therapist. So you should have absolutely been given a referral out earlier on from the chiropractor, from anyone who's trying to care for the client as a whole rather than just like individual pieces at a time. But you and I both know that so many of the other clients I work with have gone to physical therapy. And in that realm, we're missing a lot of progressive overload. We're missing fitness. So people do the same exercises again and again and kind of live in this pain management zone and never really strengthen beyond that. So it does feel sticky for moms finding the help that they need. Hindsight's always 20/20, but it's so challenging for us to come across the right people and to be put into the right hands and the right network. So you decided to keep working with me. But obviously you had some hesitations outside of like your back and the pain there, because generally I felt like you were pretty trusting. You were pretty trusting of what I was saying, having very little information about me, which I was very grateful for that you were so hopeful. But you mentioned it's hard for you to spend money on things. Was that definitely a hurdle or a roadblock? What else kind of was in your head at the time that felt like, man, this is tough to give my all to?
Yeah, absolutely. I do, like I said, have a hard time spending money. So I see this and I'm like, oh my gosh, can I really put that much money into myself? But if this had been like years before, maybe I would have said no. But where I was so desperate, I was like, you know what? I just paid more than this on my chiropractor and my doctor that didn't do anything. So I was like, this is still like, I looked at it as a thing for my health. I'm like, well, when you go to the doctor, like you have to just pay the money, you know? So luckily I got through that hurdle. I think my biggest thing was, is this going to work and is it going to hurt me worse? I was nervous about that, you know? But I mean, I think that's most people, like, is it going to be worth the money, effort, and time that I put into it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when did you start feeling like it was going to work and that it was working?
Honestly, it didn't take long, because if I remember right, it was within a few weeks that I was like, oh my word, like my leg is feeling better. My pain isn't as bad as it was. And every so often we do an exercise that I'm like, oh, I feel that nerve. Like I can't do that. Like, you know, we had to be so careful, but it happened actually pretty quickly, which is surprising because I was in so much pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not to say that it's all just uphill, right? Like you said, we would do exercises and you'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we'd have to pull back and say, okay, we're not quite ready for that. We're going to work on these other things more until we kind of prep and move into that direction. And what I mean more specifically is for most women who have had babies, we're lacking stability. And stability is one of the most imperative things that you have for posture, for function, for athleticism. Your body needs to feel safe and it needs stability, the big stable muscles to hold you in place. And when that's missing, then when we try to work through different exercises or give you too much mobility, your body's already on the fritz. It's already too mobile. It needs reassurance and strength and stability. So we would definitely have to back off. But it wasn't just a lateral, like, oh, up we go out of this pain. Like, tell us about some of your setbacks or roadblocks or some of the hard moments through coaching. I think that's equally important.
This is where I do believe, like, if I had just done a different program, like, I don't think it would have worked for me, because pretty quickly in, you're like, I'm doing great. And then something happens, like mentally or physically. I would say probably halfway through that 3 month program, my back got tweaked. And I was like, wait a minute, like, hold up. I thought this was supposed to just be helping my back. Why do I feel pain again? And I was like, you know what? Like, this could have been a fluke. Like, sometimes your back feels better until it feels worse again. And I just like was spiraling. And we had a one-on-one and I was like, listen, it's hitting the fan. Like, we are not doing well over here. I was bawling. And you were like, listen, this whole healing journey is not linear. Like, it's going to have ups and downs. And you just talking through and telling me, like, most everybody goes through this, like, you will be fine. And I was like, well, no, listen, like, I was in a really bad spot. And like, when I signed up with you, I was like, okay, like, my back is messed up. But then you're like, okay, like, your ribs and your posture and your abs and your pelvis. And you're like telling me all these things that I needed to work on, which of course was the root issue that was causing the back pain. But I didn't know. I was like, how should I know any of this? Like, I thought I healed after my 6 weeks after having a baby. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm too far gone. This isn't going to work for me. luckily, you worked me through that. I stopped spiraling. You were like, listen, I will only tell you this in the most loving way, but you are not special. Like, you are not the one person that, like, this will not work for. Like, I totally believe that we can get you feeling good again. And I was like, okay, yes, like, I believe in this. I believe in the process. I believe I can heal myself, which is a huge part of this whole program. Because if you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. You showed me, like, do your foam rolling, do your breathing exercises, like, work through this. And it, like, felt better in 2 days. I was like, yeah. No, it's going to be out for weeks. Like, it usually is. No, it was a very different pain and it started feeling better. And I will say, like, throughout this whole process, every so often I'm like, oh, something's not right. And I'm having to slow down, do breathing, do stretching, do my foam rolling, because it's not just like, oh, it's magically gone. Like, it's a process.
Yeah, absolutely. As you're strengthening muscles, it takes time. And then as you're strengthening those muscles are acting on your bones. They're moving your bones. They're shifting them, right? Muscle moves bone. It's just that simple. So when we create more tension in a muscle or we create more laxity in a muscle, I have to anticipate that that's going to change your posture or the way your pelvis is sitting or your spine or whatever it is. And that happens incrementally over time. You hear fitness influencers or people say all the time, building muscle takes years. And it does, because it's just consistent, guided effort over and over and over again. And rehab fitness is no different. It's like, we're going to shift and slowly create a new posture for your body to hold, but it's not always a comfortable experience, right? It's not always comfortable, but it's safe and it's progressive. And so you're back going out for a specific amount of time for like a couple of days is improvement, where before it was like a week, 2 weeks, just like down. And hopefully, you know, as we worked through the program, you saw that happening less and less and less, because your body is regaining and recalibrating all of that stability just a little bit at a time, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a great job. And I love that you remembered me telling you that you weren't special, because that belief, honestly, is what got me through so many of my darkest days. I had to believe that I was not a unicorn human. Like, I had to believe I'm not an anomaly. Somebody out there has to be able to help me. Like, I shouldn't be so absolutely confusing, right? And so, yes, that is important. And I try and tell all of my clients, for the most part, like, I haven't run across someone who's so special that what we do together doesn't help enhance their life in so many different ways. So that makes me glad that it's the only time you want to hear, like, you're not special. You're not.
Yeah, I did not love hearing that. And then you finished your sentence and I was like, okay, I get you.
Yes. So obviously you're in a completely different spot now. We've worked together for a really long time. So maybe can you revisit just a few of your biggest victories? Like, looking back, what are you most proud of yourself for? I want you to really toot your own horn.
Okay, I'm going to go off and I have a lot to say. I have freaking put in the work. Like, it's almost feels like a full-time job when you're finally focusing on your health. But yeah, like, physically, I would say those first 3 months of just that rehab of getting my posture, I didn't know your posture changed from having babies, but having it change and working on my ribs, my pelvis, abs, pelvic floor, all of those things, getting the breath into the parts of your bodies that you haven't been breathing in for. I mean, I've had babies on and off for 10 years. Like, I probably didn't have breath in that part of my body in that long. I just felt so much better. Like, my mobility, the way I carried myself. I remember, like, my family and, you know, friends, they're like, wow, like, you look so much like, and they were very careful about how they said this, because I've always been like, please don't comment on my body, you know, like very careful with how I look at my body and everything. But they're like, you just carry yourself differently. Like, I was not curving my back anymore, and like my stomach wasn't long, and like, just, they were like, you it's like your pre-pregnancy body a little bit, because your posture is just so much straighter and you carry yourself so much differently. It's so interesting. And the way that your pelvis is the way you're holding your pelvis is so much different. And so it's not like I lost a ton of weight, but it was just, you look so much different when you can get your posture back. And then I finally could play volleyball without pain, and I could play sports without pain. I was jumping on the trampoline and doing gymnastics with my daughters without leaking. Like, it, these little things that I'm like, oh, like, this is just my life. I wasn't having to deal with those things anymore. And it was just the biggest, it just felt so good. But then on the emotional side, which is probably something, and I brought that up at the beginning of the program, because that to me is almost just as amazing as getting out of my pain, is focusing so much on learning how to relax and reduce your stress and that side of things. I love that that's so much of the focus in this program, because I had to relearn that, listen, being healthy doesn't mean going hard with your workouts every single day. It doesn't mean that you're eating less and moving more. It means that you are prioritizing your mental health. And I used to pride myself in the fact that I could do a million things at once. I could do, listen to my books. I love reading and listening to books, but I was listening to my book at 2.0 speed and helping my kids with their homework and doing dishes and cooking dinner all at the same time. And it was killing me. I was always on edge. And I just remember, we decided later on to focus on, because I was like, I just feel so inflamed. Like, my wedding, I would love if my wedding ring would fit me and my pants would fit me a little bit better. I just feel really puffy. And you're like, listen, it might be a good idea to look into maybe getting out your birth control, which I had been on pretty much off and on the last 10 years. And I was very against that, because I was like, listen, I have the worst periods. They're so heavy. I don't want to deal with it. I'm not getting it out. And you're like, okay. Like, and that's something. Sometimes I wish you would have been like, do this, this, and this. It'll make you feel better. But you make us,
never.
You make us decide for ourselves to do it. And it's good, because then we actually stick to it. But I finally decided to get out my birth control, and it was awful and I hated it. And then we tested my hormones and they were all out of whack. And what we saw is that my cortisol levels were super high. And I was kind of mad about it. I was like, Lindsay, I've been doing this program for probably 6 months now. I've been doing stress relieving activities. Like, what gives? At this point, I was still getting like 13,000 steps a day. I was go, go, go. I was like, I take baths. I go for walks. I do all these things all the time. I'm, you know, listening to books. And you're like, okay, while you're doing these things, like, is your mind relaxing? And I'm like, no, I'm doing a Walmart pickup order and I'm doing all these things. And I've got my dog that I'm potty training and my kid with me and all these things. And you're like, you need to prioritize relaxing without all of those things, empty your mind. And so now I still love listening to books, but you know, I'm only doing it sometimes. And a lot of times when I'm on a walk, like, I try to just hone in on my surroundings. And when I'm reading, I just sit down and I just read. And that's probably like the best way for me to relax, because I can't be thinking about a million different things at the same time. I'm focusing on my book. And meditation is another huge thing that I'm like, we're really, I mean, I'm still working on lowering those cortisol levels right now. And it just, it makes all the difference. And so there's a lot that I've been working on. And it seems like, how did we get through all of this? But I will say, it's, we did one thing at a time. We did not just be like, okay, we've got to tackle all of this stuff. Like, it's a full body thing, and we did it one by one. And probably the biggest thing that I've learned is you've got to have balance in everything. You can't go too hard.
No, even with relaxing, right? Like, oh, I relax so hard. Like I check all the boxes. It's still that like type A personality that's like, I'm going to achieve this relaxation or so help me. And it's missing the point. Like you said, if your brain is still constantly in motion and go, 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 you've never left that sympathetic nervous system place where cortisol is going to kind of continue producing, feeling like, oh, I have to run this race. And letting your body really truly rest and digest and relax. And just, you know, to touch on what you said about birth control, a lot of my clients, they come to me with goals of, yeah, getting out of back pain, stop peeing their pants, fix their core, but also they have goals of weight loss or like body recomposition. And I think it's important to note that that's okay. Like, it's okay to want to enhance your physical body as long as we keep ourselves in check and that's not what's consuming our drive and our intention behind it is the aesthetic stuff and we are always in tune with ourselves. So in those cases, when we go through and try and work on some weight loss, try to get your body doing what technically it should do with a metabolism that's really flexible, if we run up against issues, oftentimes I'm looking at women's birth control as a huge part of the problem, because birth control really flatlines your hormones and it kind of shuts off a lot of what your body does metabolically on its own to prevent pregnancy. But like you said, it is such a personal decision. And I'm such an advocate for women and making sure that I never tell them like, well, you need to take your birth control out or like this is what you should do, because that may not suit their lifestyle. So we try to enhance their metabolism and do everything we can, optimize hormones to the best of our ability. But oftentimes I do see with a lot of my clients that their birth control, ultimately, after all is said and done, everything we've tried is in the way. And so taking it out is kind of a leap of faith. And you were done having kids, which absolutely helped. And I think that that is a huge transition. It's like a trust fall. It's not very fun. But since you had that taken out, your hormones have been regulating. Obviously, it's something we're still working on optimizing, but things are leveling out. Things are starting to come back to balance and feel really normal and good. And you're starting to see changes in your physical appearance as well, with that puffiness and swelling. And like everything is starting to lean out. Now we're able to do a little bit more of like a deficit phase and protect your hormones, but things are working the way that we want them to. So you're right. I never, ever push that decision on anyone. And it's a unique person by person decision. And ultimately you are the decision maker.
Yeah. And I do want to just mention really quickly the fact that like, because I have had to fight the body dysmorphia and all of those things, I never want people to feel like it's bad of them to want to lose weight or anything like that. I just knew I had to like go through that phase of my life to just really learn to love my body and, you know, body positivity, all of that, to get to the point where I am now, where I am so mentally strong and I've gotten curious and honed into just getting to a good mentally safe place, that now I'm like, I can track my macros and it's helping me feel better. Like, my weight was a symptom. Now that I've gotten my hormones more regulated and I have my birth control out and I'm able to track my macros and my micros a little bit better, I'm seeing a lot of really good results. My wedding ring is really loose on me. I've gone down a pant size. And And that's not something I was focusing on. It just feels really good and I feel better.
Yeah, it's just the outcome of a healthy metabolism, right? Your body's going to perform the way that you want it to perform. And we're not focused on what pan size you are. Neither you or I could care less. Like, it's just about, do you feel athletic? Do you feel happy? Can you build muscle? Can you do the things that you want to do? And that is where we see the greatest results. So, Chelsea, I know that we've taken a good amount of your time, but I want you to tell us what your advice would be to other moms out there who are in your position or who feel like they're back where you were, stuck in that place where you and I both know it's dark, it feels like the upside down. Like, what would you say to them as far as like any motivation or words of encouragement?
I would just say, invest in yourself, advocate for yourself. No one's going to make you do this. My husband didn't make me do it. It got to the point where it was so bad that I felt like I had to do something. Don't get to that point. Just invest in yourself and do it for yourself so that you can be a good example for your kids and your loved ones. Do it for an example for another mom friend. Take your health into your hands and you're just going to feel so much better. And then you can play with your kids so much more. And it just, I feel like it just amplifies your whole family dynamic as well as your whole life, right?
Yeah. Hey, honest question, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but I'm curious. I want to know, at this point in time where you're at, would you feel safe playing on the trampoline with your kids?
Yeah. I was doing front handsprings on the trampoline the other day with my little daughter.
Okay, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's so awesome.
I mean, compared to crawling on the floor to that, yes.
Right. Yes, you absolutely put in all the work and then some. Chelsea, I give my clients the opportunity to stay really, really close to me, and she took full advantage. And that's what I want, because I know that she would see so much more progress. But she reached out. I mean, we talked almost every day. Like, we were back and forth chatting. We would hop on calls more frequently. We did a lot of work together. And I knew that behind the scenes, when I was not talking with Chelsea, that she was watching every training module, every video that I had. And then she'd come back and ask questions. She was doing her exercises multiple times a day. So this is a hard earned victory. And what I love most about it now is what you're planning to do moving forward. And kind of want you to tell everybody what you're working on at your own pace.
Yeah. So I went hard when I started learning this stuff. I was like, wait a minute. How do we not know about this? I have had 4 children. Not to be like if you're educated or not, but I felt like I was pretty educated as far as, you know, my body and everything. Oh my gosh. There's so much I didn't know.
The rage.
Curious. I mean, we could just go off about how our 6-week checkup is just ridiculous. Like, we need so much more. But I just became so passionate about that. I was like spewing all my knowledge to anybody that would listen around me. And I think people are like, okay. Like, I was like, isn't this infuriating to you guys? To the point where I was like, I think this is what I'm passionate about. I actually was going to go back to work and start teaching because I have my degree in elementary education, but I'm like, I just feel so much more passionate about this. I want to help women get out of their pain and teach them all this stuff that they probably don't know about. And so that's what I want to do. It took a bit, it was like kind of swallowing a pill, being like, okay, I want to be a health coach, because I'm like, oh, like there's so much too I need to learn, but I'm so excited. Even if I just help one person get out of pain, it would mean the world to me.
Yeah. And honestly, anyone would be so extremely lucky to have you as a coach because of all that you've been through personally. And now Chelsea is certifying to become a postpartum corrective exercise specialist, similar to what I did when I first got started. And she has not only now the education to partner with the empathy. And the empathy piece was so important to me. I wanted to know there were other women out there who had been through what I'd been through and had made it out the other side. So any woman would be so lucky to rub shoulders with Chelsea. She is just such a positive energy. And when she invests herself into something, she is all in. So for her future clients, I know that that's exactly how it's going to be. So Chelsea, thank you so much for talking with us. I know we could seriously talk about so much more, and maybe we'll have to have you back to kind of go over your eating disorder experience, nutrition, like how we really shifted and moved throughout working together and what you're working on moving forward. But you've had so many transformations, it would take us hours. And so we'll just have to have you back.
I would love it. I could talk about this for days.
Perfect. Well, any last thought that you'd like to share before we wrap this up?
I just want to say thank you. Like I know signing up with a health coach can be kind of scary, but for me, it was life-changing just because you have someone in your corner helping you every step of the way, and having someone that I could relate to and that had been through the weeds too. It's just made all the difference. And it's just made me excited to have goals again. I'm like, I can get strong. I can do all these things that I didn't think were possible. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I love to give the tools, but you do the work. So I think we made a good team in this case for sure. But thank you so much for being here. Chelsea, you are on Instagram. Do you want to share your Instagram handle so people can follow you and kind of find where you're at?
Yeah. So I just really started an Instagram page called Chelsea Mom Health. And I want it to just be a really safe place for just little things that I'm learning that maybe as a busy mom, you're like, oh, that would help me. Like, just come together and support each other with our health. And that's where hopefully one day I'll be able to coach and get clients as well.
Absolutely. I think that's what we all want on Instagram and social media, is just a positive place where people can feel safe. We're not here to be argumentative or like prove people wrong. We want to help.
Yes.
And coaching is one of the most beautiful industries, because you know that most people on the other side, they really just want to help. So Chelsea's one of those people. Thank you so much for talking with me today. And we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fourth Trimester Fitness Podcast. We hope you feel empowered to take your health into your own hands and become your own greatest advocate. If you'd like more information on how you can get help to eliminate back pain, heal ab separation, and stop leaking, please be sure to follow along on Instagram at Linz C. Newman, or apply for one-on-one training and nutritional coaching via the link in this podcast description.